Businessmen have completed their row across the Atlantic after 51 days at sea. The six-man team have arrived in Barbados. That's the latest. I'm Sasha Twining.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Okay, there's delays on Ongar Road. It's busy, but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction in the roadworks area at North Road. If you're heading towards Chelmsford, slow traffic on the A130 southbound between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Be aware that this may slow up sections of the A12 northbound around this area. Slow traffic on the A114 Ballow Bypass inbound in Chelmsford at the Army and Navy. Slow traffic on the A... Oh, it's giving me that one again. I don't know why it does that. Told me that one twice. Now, in Basildon, there's slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main southbound at the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Other ongoing roadworks, narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30, and major roadworks on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 junction. If you've got news of the queues, here's what to do.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Don't forget that joining me here on Drive this hour is Gary Anderson. He's going to be talking about surviving a stroke. It could be said surviving. It is very much about survival if you actually survive a stroke, or you at least survive it. Being able to have a conversation. My great granddad had a stroke and it left him with vascular dementia. Thank goodness Gary hasn't got that. Otherwise, we would be having a very interesting interview indeed. I'll be speaking to him at about 4:15, so stay tuned for that and hear his story. In the meantime, here's Ed Sheeran.
I wanna be drunk when I wake up, on the right side of the wrong bed, and never an excuse I made up. Tell you the truth that it was, didn't kill me, it never made me stronger at all. Scar your makeup and lipsticks to me. So now we're maybe leaning back there. I'm sat here wishing I was sober. No, I'll never hold you like I used to. But a house gets cold when you cut the heating. Without you to hold, I'll be freezing. Can't rely on my heart to beat in, cause you take part of it every evening. Take words out of my mouth just from breathing. Place with phrases like when you're leaving me. Should I? Maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk again to feel a little love. I wanna hold your heart in both hands. Now watch it fizzle at the bottom. Should we speak then? Keep it between friends. Though I know you'll never love me like you used to. There may be other people like us who see the flicker of the clipper when they light up. Flames just create us. Burns don't heal like before. You don't hold me anymore. Plays out like the band's name. I know I can't heal things with a handshake. You know I can't change as I began saying. You cut me wide open like landscape. Open bottles of beer but never champagne. To applaud you with the sound that my hands make. Should I? Maybe I'll get drunk again. I'll be drunk again. I'll be drunk.
Never change. Oh, by my. FM.
Driving instructors required for Brentwood and Billericay areas. Why not train to become an instructor with Easy 2 Pass Driving School? If you're looking for a change of career, you could benefit from a company with over 20 years' experience in instructor training. And there's also the offer of work within the school when you pass the exam. Contact Easy to Pass Free on 0800 88 18745 for your rewarding career. 0800 88 18745.
You light the skies up above me. A star so bright, you blind me. Yeah, don't close.
And that was Take That with Rule the World. Let's have a look at some local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Tuesday the 7th of February to Saturday the 11th at 8 p.m. and with a Saturday matinee of 3 p.m., On the 20th Century is going to be presented by the Billericay Operatic Society at the Brentwood Theatre. It's a musical comedy set in the 1930s America aboard the luxury line train, the 20th Century. £15 to go along. Concessions are £13 and the matinee will be £13 as well. You can call 01277 200305 or get all of those details again on our website, allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210-414.
And I'm pleased to say that I'm now joined in the studio by Gary Anderson. Hello, Gary.
Hello.
Oh, that's good. Your microphone's working.
Yeah, all right.
We're working. Thank goodness for that. And Gary's here to talk about, he's happy to share with us his story about having a stroke. So I'll just fire away, shall I? Tell listeners of Phoenix, tell us what's going on in your life. You know, just tell us a bit about yourself, the life you were living, you know, your normal life before having the stroke. Where were you living, first of all?
Well, I was living in Brentwood, in Grey Road, yeah. I suppose, you know, I was going through a bit of a break-up with a family unit, and I was busy at work. And this, you know, maybe I didn't deal with things as well as I could have done. And it might have been a contributing factor to the stroke, although medical opinion varies on this.
Yeah.
You know.
So were you working full time?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Were you commuting to work, or was sometimes working from home?
Sometimes from home, travelling abroad, and commuting to the West End and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, so you were really, really busy with work?
Yeah, you could say that.
Had the economic downturn hit? How many years ago was
this? Not really hit that hard.
Oh, right.
This was just before the economic downturn, I think.
So what was this? Although, like early 2008?
Yeah, early. That's when I had the stroke. I had the stroke in April 2008, yeah.
And do you mind me asking how old you were when you had the stroke?
I think I was 49.
You were 49?
Yeah.
God, blimey. And how would you describe your fitness at the time? Were you quite fit, yeah?
Well, I was quite lucky. I was quite fit and quite young.
You don't look like someone that's ever really been overweight.
No. I was quite fit and young and kept myself together.
I suppose you've never been. Were you smoking?
No.
I didn't think you were.
Like the odd drink, like most people, but not to excess. You know, I wouldn't say I was a teetotaler or very careful with drink, but I didn't drink to excess.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And so describe, do you think that the week up to your stroke, was there was a difference in that week, or could you...
Not really. It come totally out of the blue.
Yeah.
You know, I had a stroke and they took me into hospital, and then a week later I had what you call is a bleed on the brain.
Yeah.
And that's what really done for me.
Right.
The first time I got admitted, they let me out a week after because they couldn't physically keep me in there, you know. But the bleed on the brain a couple of weeks later really done for me. Yeah, that's what really took care of.
Secondary stroke.
Yes,
then,
and that really hit me. Yeah.
Okay. Do you know how your blood pressure was at the time?
It was high. I was.
Was that beforehand?
Yeah, I went to the doctor and he said, "Oh, you're a heart attack waiting to happen."
Did he?
And they put me on statins and blood pressure tablets.
Oh, so you were on medication?
Yeah, beforehand. But they, the cholesterol statins didn't really agree with me, so they decided to get me blood pressure under control.
So was that because you had high cholesterol? Is that why you had high blood pressure? Or
I think the two aren't related. I think high blood pressure, I just had high blood pressure.
Yeah. But did you have high cholesterol? Sorry, that's what I meant.
Fairly high cholesterol, yeah, otherwise they wouldn't put me on statins. It was over the, you know, what is considered to be a safe level.
Describe the stroke itself, because I believe, did it happen in the morning?
Yes, and I'm told that most do.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that as well.
And it was just like a musical sensation.
So where were you at the time?
I was in the bathroom at the time getting washed.
Yeah.
And it was like a musical sensation, and I felt my legs go, and I stood down in the bathroom and I couldn't get up. So I knew I was in trouble.
A musical sensation?
Yeah, in the head. Like bells, and I can't, like a ringing in the head. And it's funny enough, when I had the bleed on the brain, the same thing happened. You know, it was the same sensation.
It's a ringing in your ears.
Yeah, like a ringing, not in your ears, in you hear a musical sensation. That's all I can say.
Yeah. How interesting.
Yeah, and they took me into hospital. I must say, the treatment I got in hospital was very good.
Was it?
Yeah.
Which hospital was that?
Basildon.
Oh,
they
good.
Took me to a stroke unit in Basildon.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, they have got their stroke unit is probably one of their better wards.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for that, because I was on there. I've completely forgotten the name of their stroke ward, but it probably is.
It was Lister Ward.
Yeah, that's the one. I noticed that when I was working, because I covered six wards at Basildon, whenever I walked into Lister, there was a change on that ward. It was so...
Yeah.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
So much better.
Latterly, I was transferred to the Homerton Hospital, which is in Hackney, and it's a regional rehabilitation unit.
Unit, yeah.
Yeah.
How long did you spend at Basildon?
I think the best part of 6 months.
The best part of
six months. Yeah.
So, just jumping back again, so you're on the bathroom floor and you couldn't move.
Yeah.
But you were still conscious at that point?
Yes, yeah. I was conscious throughout the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah.
So did someone call an ambulance?
Yeah, they called me. My ex called an ambulance, and off they whisked me away to Basildon, and they gave me some oxygen, and things were a bit of a blur for the first couple of months. I was bedridden, I couldn't move, and gradually learned to use a frame to walk, and gradually, you know, I got me walking back.
Yeah.
Although it's not what it was.
So did you have the secondary bleed, the secondary stroke, did you have that at home?
Yes.
They'd sent you home?
They sent me home. From the first stroke, they sent me home.
So I presume that you were quite well recovered after the first stroke.
Yeah, I'm well on the way to recovering, but I had some danger signs. I had some pain in my head, and they say I should have notified them about that, but I didn't. I just thought it was a symptom, and that was the blood on the brain.
Oh, okay.
And then it triggered the secondary stroke.
When you were at home again?
Yep, exactly the same thing.
In the morning?
Yep, exactly the same thing.
Exactly the same thing in the morning.
Yeah, again.
But you were unconscious from this one?
Yeah, and bear in mind, I wasn't working because I was still recovering from the first stroke.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I had it beat, but it wasn't to be.
It wasn't to be. Right, okay. Well, thanks for that so far. And I'm going to play some music now, because that's what I said I was going to do. I said I'm going to play some music, because after the music, we're going to hear about the rehab itself. So we'll be speaking about the rehab Gary received in Basildon, and then on to, where was it?
Homerton.
Is that in London?
Yeah, in Hackney,
in London. So stay tuned. Here's Mole Historical Society.
We
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm halfway through my interview and discussion with Gary Anderson. He's talking about his experience having a stroke. And in case you've recently joined us here on Phoenix, we've got up to the point now where Gary's described the lead up to his stroke and the stroke itself, and then the secondary stroke. And now we're back at Basildon Hospital. That's where we're up to. And you've had the secondary stroke. So describe from where you can basically remember, I suppose. I mean, do you know how long you were unconscious for?
I wouldn't say I was unconscious. Okay. It's a strange feeling, but I was in a sort of limbo state, if you know what I mean. I didn't really appreciate all that was going on around me, although I suppose I'm quite a nosy type of person. I do take notice of what's going on around me. I was lucky in Basildon because I was quite young and fit, so I was able to get on with the physiotherapy that they sent me, which incidentally I thought was very good. But there were certain older people in there. I was one of the younger, probably the youngest person in there. And for them, it would be very difficult, and was very difficult, you know.
For older people,
yeah, or people that are not so fit.
The younger you are, the better you recover.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So when did you first manage to, you know, what sensations had you lost? Had you lost any sensations?
Strokes, you can learn a lot about them. People think a stroke's a stroke sort of thing, or a heart attack's a heart attack. A stroke's more complex than a heart attack. A stroke can affect different parts of the body. There was one guy opposite me, he lost his speech. I had some minor speech therapy, but not really, although I know my speech has slightly changed. It didn't affect my speech a great deal. This particular guy, it really did affect his speech, although he was, unlike me, he was perfectly agile. He's got the part of the brain that deals with his speech, so that was his major problem.
Oh, okay, so because it can happen anywhere in the brain.
Yeah, it can happen anywhere on the body.
It's quite unique to the individual.
It's strange.
Where did it affect you in your... Was it mainly
It affected
movement?
My balance.
Yeah.
And the stroke, the first stroke, I got a numbness in my left side. And the secondary stroke, the bleed, left me with something called ataxia, which is an inability to control basically the right side of my body.
Yeah,
so
it kind
you've
of
got
has spasms. My mother has ataxia.
Yeah, sort of spasms,
it can,
actually.
It's hard
yeah,
to control
yeah,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I work every day to retrain.
Yeah, your balance.
Even now, yeah.
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 And so I presume you couldn't even stand up? How long?
No, I couldn't stand up. But it was, as I said before, I gradually got used to using a walking frame.
Yeah.
And then I took the plunge and tried to walk a few steps at a time, and that got longer and longer, you know. And
how many weeks did it take until you could, I don't know, stand up, for example?
Oh, it took about 3 months, I think.
Before you could even stand?
Yeah.
Was it hard to keep pushing yourself and to keep going, or were you progressing?
I suppose.
Did you ever?
I'm quite a determined character.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it wasn't... I suppose it was difficult, but I would suppose it was more difficult for certain other people, you know.
Yeah,
there's certain people I can see it would be very difficult for.
Yeah, I was lucky. Surrounded by other people, you actually realise that there's always someone.
Yeah, you've got some. When you're with other people, you've got somehow to gauge yourself, you know, something to measure yourself by, you know.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And so at what stage did you... How far had your rehab got when you went to the place in Hackney?
I had the stroke in April, And I went to the place in Hackney in September.
In September?
Yeah. So
and were you walking by that stage?
Yes.
Oh,
I could get about.
Oh, okay. So were you going
I wasn't walking very well, but I could, you know. I certainly was walking probably better than a lot of people in the Homerton.
Yeah. Oh, you know, okay. So was that inpatients or outpatients that you were at?
Inpatients.
Oh, okay.
Although so I was there. Allowed home one night in the week. A Tuesday night, I believe it was, and some weekends.
Okay. Now, how did your boys respond? Because
I suppose they were glad to have me home, you know, and I was very glad to see them.
Yeah. Quite changed.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. It's a life-changing experience. I suppose, you know, if you're retired older, it has less of a financial effect on you than it did me. But being younger was more able to cope with it than an older person would. So it's a double-edged sword, you know. It's a trade-off, I suppose.
Yeah. It's like you've got back to a better level of health than perhaps you would have done if you'd retired.
Yeah.
But yet you're kind of stuck with the financial aspects of not being able to work.
Which are very severe and obviously, you know, you've got to get on top of.
Yeah.
Which I'm pleased to say are.
You're still below retirement age, aren't you?
I'm well below.
Yeah, no.
You're cheeky.
I didn't think so. No, because it wasn't. I feel like I've known you for a lot longer than I probably have.
Well, yeah.
How many years ago did you have the stroke?
Four years.
4 years, and you were 49 at the time. Oh, yeah, you're well below.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm sure Phoenix could give you plenty to do.
Yeah.
We're moving to the Brentwood Centre.
I'll help you.
Yeah. There you go. You're volunteering for Phoenix. We really appreciate it. We're all volunteers here. Yes. So, how long were you at the Hackney Rehab place?
About 3 months.
Can you describe it? What was it like?
It was involved. It's a place they send you to. There was people there. It wasn't a stroke unit. There were people there had strokes, but there were people there had arm bars cracked over the head and car accidents, and you know, it was quite horrendous, some of the injuries that you saw there.
A physical rehab centre.
But it was a physical rehab centre, and they singled out people they thought would have a chance of a decent recovery, and they sort of cherry picked the people to go into a unit.
Why? Because is that provided by the NHS?
Yes, the unit is NHS.
And that's why they have to cherry pick.
Right. They do. People there were younger, I've got to say, than people in the stroke unit at Basildon.
So they probably go for the people that...
They are. Although there were some people at Homerton who were more severely injured, had car crashes and motorbike crashes and everything, but had obviously brain injuries to cope with, yes.
And did your medication change once you'd had the stroke? Were you on different medication or more of what you'd already been taking leading up to the stroke?
They put me on some different medication, but now I'm more or less the same medication that I was on beforehand. Although they have put me on aspirin.
I take
an aspirin a day, you know.
And then that rehab in Hackney came to an end, didn't it? It was...
Yes. No, they discharged me from Hackney.
Okay.
And sent me to a place at London Bridge called Rehab UK.
Okay.
Which unfortunately lost its... Because of the financial climate, lost its funding, so it had to close down.
Oh, that's a shame.
Because it was, I think that was very good. Because they taught you all about why and what with your memory and, all these things.
So it's a bit more counselling based.
Yeah, it's a counselling-based thing, but with a practical edge to it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. It's not like you were just sort of talking
There's no gymnasium there, but, you know, you'd go into different classes and they'd help you use your brain, you know.
So, I believe, though, that some progression has been done since you even left that rehab, because you've been keeping up with rehab yourself.
Yes, I always did. I attended, when I didn't go to rehab, I attended the gym, and I go in the gym every morning to work on my balance and whatnot, yeah.
And you have improved your balance, because you're now running.
Yeah, my movement is a lot better, yeah, I would say. I've improved.
Even working on, I've seen you even working on BOSUs, which are very unstable, doing some stuff that I can't even do.
Yeah, maybe.
And I haven't had a stroke.
Although you're quite fit yourself. I've seen you in there.
Thank you. I think you are too. Amazing watching you run along. I love and how you've improved your running as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
I do running, and we just started jumping.
Yeah,
that's
really?
That is a new thing, you know.
So you're finding it quite hard at the moment.
Yeah, jumping is probably, I haven't jumped in 4 years.
Yeah, imagine.
So it's only a full run. We're just starting that.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Something else to work on. It's nice that you keep going with your goals. Now, has your life changed at all? Have you tried to make your life a little bit less stressful and hectic? And have you tried to get your blood pressure down a bit?
Well, you try and get your blood pressure down, but, you know, I say you can take away the stress, but you can't take away what causes the stress, if you know what I mean. It's always going to be there.
Yeah.
You can't have, you know, to say that you want a stress-free life, I think it's ridiculous. It's not going to happen.
It doesn't exist in this world, does it?
No, I would say there's multi-millionaires with plenty of stress, although it's, a lot harder for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But
what about your diet? Has your diet changed at all?
Yes,
really?
Yes, and diet has changed.
Really?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah.
When I was in the Homerton, they gave me a food list, and there were columns of what you can eat, what you can eat in moderation, and what you should never touch. And the column of what you should never touch is everything you like, and what you should eat is everything you don't like. So it's a funny thing. Like, because of the cholesterol, they say don't eat anything in a shell, like prawns or whatever, you know. And it's a funny thing, if you know something's doing you harm, you kind of don't like it anyway. So yeah, I haven't really struggled with that a great deal.
Exactly, because it's,
although
what you're associated
I'm not, I wouldn't
with.
Say I've religiously followed every, like, what they say, you know. I believe that everything's fine, probably in moderation, once you...
Yeah, I always say to people, because I say exactly this, you know, I believe not quite everything's fine in moderation, but,
no,
you know, a lot of it is about moderation,
and
variety, and not basically eating too much of any one thing. And it's, you know, if you eat McDonald's every day, it's going to be bad for you. But if you spend your whole day just eating apples alone,
that's going to be bad for you. Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It, you know, as you say, it's about variety.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've become a vegan or anything like that, I still eat a steak now and again, you know, but I don't eat that twice a week, you know. I'll eat it now and again.
Yeah, and you might have the steak rather than the sausages, which...
Yeah, I'm not kind of lucky. I'm a big fish eater anyway.
Yeah.
As some people hate fish, but I love fish, so they say eat a lot of fish.
Yeah.
So I'm lucky in that respect.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to have to end it there. I'd love to go on chatting with you, Gary. But I'm going to go to the travel now. But thank you very much
for
coming to Phoenix.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed your openness and honesty. And I'm sure the listeners of Brentwood and Billericay really appreciate hearing such a near-death experience, basically. But having
absolutely
a really, really good outcome. Here's the travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
Onger Road in Brentwood is busy but moving southbound at the A1023 High Street Junction. In Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on the A130 southbound between the Boreham Interchange and Sainsbury's. Slow traffic on the Baddow Bypass inbound at the Army and Navy. That's the A114 of Van Diemen's Road. If you're heading towards Basildon, there's slow traffic on the A176 Upper Main southbound at the A1235 Cranes Farm Road Junction in the roadworks area. Don't forget those narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between Junction 29 and 30. If you've got news of the queues though, here's what to do.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 722 864.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
there's nothing better than spending time at the Bay Tree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Bay Tree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Bay Tree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, Beatles, Stones, Beach Boys, Tamla Motown, rock and roll, soul. Whatever your bag is, we have it all on the Sunday replay. So take a journey through the decades every Sunday afternoon between 2 and 4 on Phoenix FM to enjoy the music of your life. Brought to you by Kirby's Coaches, who've been creating smiles for miles for the past 60 years.
On the other side of the street I knew stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause you moved to West LA or New York or Santa Fe or wherever to get away from me. Oh, but that one night was more than just right. I didn't leave you cause I was all through. Oh, I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell because I really fell for. Upside to a downward spiral, my love for you went viral, and I loved you every mile you drove away. But now here you are again, so let's skip to how you've been and get down to the more than friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to, and I was overwhelmed and frankly scared as hell because I really fell for. Like you, I guess that's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
Okay, where am I up to on here? On Wednesday the 8th of February at 2:30 to 8 p.m, Brentwood Education and Careers Fair is happening by the Brentwood Learning Partnership. It will be taking place at the Brentwood Centre on the Doddinghurst Road. Representatives from both the public and private sector professions, training providers, universities and local colleges will be attending to present information. and answer students' questions and discuss career opportunities. This is a real opportunity to receive information, advice and guidance about future career and education pathways, and it's free to go along. If you want to catch any of those details again or see more events, go to allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
I must say a massive thank you to my guest, Gary Anderson, for coming in to chat about suffering a stroke and his recovery process through it. Coming up on Phoenix After Me on Drive at 6 is Matt Jarvis with Midweek Muse. He'll be with you until 7, and then on at 7 is the Brentwood Gazette show, and then after that there's Brentwood's Only Alternative with Eddie Curry, and after that you've got, hang on, Stephen Bearley, The Way It Used to Be. So stay tuned to Phoenix.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, the Prime Minister has admitted he's disappointed by today's GDP figures. Figures out confirm the UK economy shrank in the final quarter of last year, contracting by 0.2%. Further drop in the first 3 months of this year would signal a double-dip recession. David Cameron said Labour needed to acknowledge their part in causing the state of the economy.
There are two parties in this country taking responsibility for clearing up the mess.